today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Montessori graduation, and I'm going to try. the commencement speaker is former Secretary of the Interior James Watt.
Oh, wonderful. I love him.
Baby shark.
Carla has been rehearsing with him.
Right.
I'm going to be that dad that wants to be right down in front. Want to see my son perform.
As you go out into this wide world, meow, meow, meow.
Yes. I'd like to thank my classmates, meow, meow, meow. The turntable on top. Yeah, that looks like some, you know, that looks like a horror movie.
Well, it's a classic portable.
It needs a new grill. It looks like there's mold on that grill.
That is the grill. It's a wonderful thing. It's very collectible. Grill? And the sound on it is fantastic. I can't wait to get it spinning.
Yeah, but you know, you got that nice piece of furniture there, and then you put that thing.
Well, it's not going to. It was there because I needed to put it somewhere. It's not going to live there. It's going to live on my entertainment center
also,
to the right.
What's going on with your walls? It's all chipped up. I want to touch that up.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One of the things we haven't gotten to on the Mike O'Mara Show is a Rob Spiewak travel log.
Yes.
Rob is, you know, we all love an occasional trip, but Rob is the world traveler.
Yes.
Because he actually
I get antsy if I stay at home, Mike.
3 hours outside of Leesburg is the record for him lately. You went to Pennsylvania. What an adventure that must have been.
Well, the destination, it wasn't about the destination. It was about the acquisition. Because I've been shopping for a while for something. I wanted another record player for my house, but I wanted something specific.
Ooh.
Turntable?
I wanted a console stereo, like a retro-looking, you know, the kind that looks like a piece of furniture. That you, it would almost look like a buffet, but you can open it up and it'll have a radio.
Rob,
and
you can buy and buy and buy, but you're never going to be able to transport yourself back to the 50s where you want to be.
Well, I got close to it when I drove to Pennsylvania. It felt like I was going to the 50s.
Happy Thursday, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show, as I'm looking at my blurry partners already.
Thursday's birthdays.
Who had 10 seconds into the show? I did. There we go. Okay. Just thought I'd mention it.
No one else can see that, but thank you for letting us know.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Let you know.
So are you familiar? Ahead. Do you do the Facebook Marketplace? You know, when you go to Facebook?
Carla does.
Yeah.
On the Facebook Marketplace. In my neighborhood, oddly enough, it's always, who needs new flat stone? Because somebody bought too much.
Yes.
So you got to go pick that up.
What's flat stone? Like for patios?
For patios.
Oh, so flagstones.
Flagstone.
Flagstone.
Flat stone. This is how much of a rube I am.
The Magnificent. And sounds like a magician.
My house is in shambles.
Oh, like that's slate.
That's flat
like
stone.
Slate.
Yeah, slate.
It's so, flagstone.
So you'll get, if you got a truck, come pick it up. That's what you'll get on my page. Or we're giving away a baby grand piano. It's on the fourth floor. You got to get it out.
Come as
pick
it is, up.
You live in a wealthy neighborhood.
Yeah. No, but none of it has any utility. Like none of it. That and old bikes. Who wants old bikes?
By the way, when you say baby grand, I think of you know, an impression I do. Late at night. All right, sorry. I'm sorry. That's baby grand.
I imagine you have a plethora of pinatas.
Well, I do. And the thing is beware. If you click on one thing on Facebook Marketplace, you will forever be flooded with offers of things that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I get about 8 or 10 classic console stereo units. Probably
where are you going to put it in your domicile?
Well,
where are
actually,
you planning on putting it?
I actually had a place that I was shopping for because where I put my Christmas tree in the front room, when the Christmas tree isn't there, there's a bare wall.
Your poor family.
Why?
Well, the idea that you're not going to put something cool there, but you're going to put an old piece of furniture is, I mean, that's for you.
Yeah.
You know, you have that
Do you forget who bought the house?
Oh, excuse
you know
me.
What? You have
excuse
that perspective.
Excuse me.
My perspective is different because Rob got me a turntable, and although I don't use it regularly, my first question would be, now, you must be familiar with the sound. Would the sound be good? In this console, it's built in, right? The turntable
it is built in. And they vary. I mean, you've got the big old Magnavox ones of the 1950s that are magnificent. You've got the POS Zenith ones of the 1970s that are horrible.
Zenith.
So okay, this is why I keep looking around for it. I wake up on Saturday and one pops up, and it's in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
Dillsburg. You know, are you aware of the massive deer hunt that goes on up there?
No, I always thought Dillsburg was the home of Paul's Pancake Barn, which is no longer there. No.
Dillsburg has the annual dill doe hunt. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's wild stuff. I'm here all week.
Mike, that is wild.
What type of turntable did you end up getting?
Well, it was very vague in the description, but I liked the size. It was 48 inches. I've got a 50-inch wall. It was a perfect size. And it was a Motorola, which was a good brand in the day. But his details were vague. His name was Donnie.
Ronnie give you a year?
He did not, but
that's hinky. That's not worth getting in the car.
I don't know, because it was only $40. And I said, God, it's the right size, and it looked good in the pictures. It looked good in the pictures.
He appealed to your strongest sense.
That's right. That of my parsimoniousness.
Your parsimoniousness. That's so, it. Absolutely.
I go on, I start Facebook messaging him. Never spoke to him, just Facebook messaged. There was nothing of any detail or content on his Facebook page, but he was quick to reply, and I said, okay, I'll be there about 3. It's a 2-and-change drive for me, 2 hours.
You have to, I know you have to have some sense. Did you get a picture of it?
There were two or three photos, and I could see that the top of it was in good shape, which is important because a lot of times that gets beat up, and that the speaker grills were in good shape.
Ooh.
And okay. I knew that, you know what, for $40.
Thanks for the latte, Shannon.
You just stared at my wife like she was a piece of steak. I just glanced at her coming in. You glanced at her like Rob glances at the other ladies.
No,
that
Rob
work
and
here.
I were laughing about the fact that she arrives with your dog before you get to the studio.
Yes.
And she doesn't have to do a radio show at a prompt hour.
I think he was staring at the coffee.
She gets a paycheck.
That's true. So I drive up and I go through all the great towns that you go through when you're headed up to Dillsburg. Remember, Dillsburg is further further than Gettysburg.
He makes it sound like I looked at his way like
I'm not mad about it. I would as well.
I didn't stare at her like that. She comes into camera handing you a latte.
If you don't look at her, we're not doing our jobs. We're men.
Look at what he's doing.
This is a safe space.
You know what you
were doing? Were we not talking before the show about Shannon arrives?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. With a dog.
Santos the dog arrives, and then Little Lord Fauntleroy shows
Lord
up.
Little Lord Fauntleroy.
By the way, my mom, God rest her soul, used to call me that, where it's just like, Mom, can I have one of the darker oranges? Well, Little Lord Fauntleroy didn't like the orange I gave him at breakfast. That type of thing. But, you know, it's just interesting how you zip in after your bride gets here.
The variation in my family was that my father one time complained about a item of clothing that his mother gave him. And she says, who are you, Bo Brummel?
Yeah, now, Bo Brummel, I don't know. I don't know Bo Brummel.
Another fancy lad. It's the same thing.
Another fancy lad. Yeah. Okay. I like Little Lord Fauntleroy.
That's pretty good. I do that.
Right. Exactly.
So driving up 15, I go through Thurmont. I go past the Catoctin Animal Preserve. I go past Mount St. Mary's.
Truly beautiful country.
It's a lovely drive.
Outside
it was a beautiful Saturday.
Very nice country.
And then I get into...
Are you alone?
Alone, yes.
Oh, man.
I go through Gettysburg. Don't stop at the battlefield. Too busy. Got something to do. Get to Dillsburg. Drive past the golf course.
Where did you stop to eat?
I did not stop to eat, amazingly.
What time did you leave your house? This is such a dumb show. What time did you leave your house?
These are important questions.
About one.
So after lunch.
Oh. Yeah.
What did you have for lunch?
I believe a turkey sandwich.
Okay. One or two?
One turkey sandwich, but a thick guy.
Well, it's a whole turkey.
He still has to come back. He will have to eat on the way back.
You see, that's...
You
may be surprised.
Okay.
Maybe right. surprised.
We'll wait, but their food doesn't
enter into it, actually. But anyway, right. I hadn't thought about that. So I get into Dillsburg, and it's lovely, and I'm following Waze, and I take a left turn. I'm going past a golf course. Oh, this is a pretty nice neighborhood. But once you go past the golf course a couple blocks, the houses aren't so nice. And so I turn onto the street that the guy lives on, Ronnie, and there's the addresses are hard to see, and they're single-digit addresses, which always sort of throws me.
Oh,
okay.
And I believe his address was 8, and I knew that it was him because the yard was full of junk. It was like
like a Pickers.
Yeah, a little bit like an American Pickers.
Of Pickers.
And so I pull in, back the car in because I know I'm going to have to carry this thing, put it in the car if I buy it.
Hi, I'm a junker. I'm here with my car.
And I look and I say,
Can I ask you a question before you go on?
Sure.
If you are a percentage person, what is the percentage after that drive that you're going to buy it? What, would you say it's 50-50, 70-30?
I'd say it's 70-30 because I've already invested the time and it's only $40.
Well, the gas money alone costs more money.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, got it.
So I go and I tap on the door. It is a loosely, and I think you'll understand the sound that I'm going for here. It is a loosely hung aluminum storm door. Okay. So it more rattles than knocks. And I hear from deep within the structure, "Be there in a minute." And I said,
like a sing-songy
type I of said,
thing?
That must be Ronnie. And so
did it sound like a man's voice or a woman's voice?
It could go either way at this point.
Okay. Right,
and so he comes and I see him through the screen on the aluminum door, and he has got a very tight tank top and rather short shorts, and his hair is just so. And I said, "Hi, I'm Rob. Are you Ronnie?" "I am. I didn't think you were going to show up today. No one ever shows up." I said,
"I'm in the car. I'm in the car, saying I'm going to be sick, and I get in there. That would scare me. That line itself.
That's
no
who
one
he
ever
looked
shows
like.
Up.
Yeah. He suggested that. He suggested that to me.
He said it puts the lotion on its body.
That's the sort of the physical presence he offered. But I can only see him sort of backlit through a screen.
No one shows up.
It gives me $40 or it doesn't get the stereo.
Are you a big old fat person?
So I said, hi.
Keep me through the winter.
I'm here about the console stereo. And I think right now maybe we're down to 60-40 because maybe I'm just going to leave. And he says, great. It's on the porch. I'll come right out. So I don't have to go into his house, which is great. So he opens the door and I hear what sounds like maybe three yapping dogs in there. Yeah. And I said, okay, so I don't have to deal with the yapping dogs. He walks over, moves a huge rolled up carpet that was leaning against it because this really is American Pickers. Yeah. And what I see is not pristine, but a really well preserved, and I later find out, a 1962 Motorola console stereo. But here's the thing. It's built of solid maple. It's not a cheap veneer type cabinet. Yeah. It's a real piece of furniture. And so that alone.
So you're impressed all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, very impressed.
You can sand it down and refinish it.
It's definitely restorable. Okay. It's for $40. It's a deal. I said, I'll take it. And he says, great. It's so nice that you came. So many people never show up. And I said, okay. Let's get this to the car then. And
that would creep me. That's the second time he's mentioned it.
Can I add something to this? People probably, I would say, Google map this thing.
Right? And then don't show.
And then they see a satellite image of the home they're supposed to go to.
But you've done more online commerce than anybody.
Yes.
Probably,
but if I see the layout that Rob sees in Pennsylvania, I'm not driving there. Yeah. Well, as soon as I get the address, I'm like, too dicey, not worth the $40. I'm moving on.
It was so close because he was right by the golf course. It was just like a block and a half. It's like when you go across the boardwalk in Atlantic City and everything turns to S.
And you obviously, before you pull the trigger and say, I'll take it, you have looked inside of it.
Did you bring a record to play?
I did bring a record to play, but you know, at this point, he told me the condition of it. It doesn't spin. He said the radio works, and I did hear the radio. The speakers are not toast. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have the motor on the record player is going to have to be rebuilt or oiled, and I think it's going to need new tubes. But other than that, it actually still.
I bet he wanted it. Sound like he wanted to rebuild and oil you.
Give me a tube job. So the record player actually still had the piece of paper on it that it would be on it when it was on display in the showroom. He has all the original paperwork. For $40, this is a steal. And so he helps me, puts it in the car, give him the money. He says, what else do you collect? And I said, audio stuff. He says,
human head.
Teeth.
This was great. He said,
teeth. You got any teeth back there?
He said, I'm trying to get rid of a lot of stuff. It gets cramped when you live in a mobile house.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet it does.
Yeah,
I bet it does. But he's a nice guy. Who is the celebrity? Is it the guy from Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah,
is he tall?
He's tall and thin and well-appointed. Very precisely trimmed beard. I noticed that.
Wait, are you insinuating that he's gay?
I think that's the vibe he threw. And okay. I never right. confirmed it. However, it did throw me as we were punching.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Except when he said, do you want to go down to the shed? And I said, what? He says.
Yeah, but you're a collector.
He says, I've got another record player in the shed. Do you want to see it? I said, yeah. Because before I didn't know what he meant by, do you want to go down to the shed?
But he's legit. The product's there. So, I mean, it's fine. There's no problem. So he's, if he's, you know, I mean, that's cool. It sounds like he gave you a.
So we go
deal.
Around the mobile home. Past the above ground pool, and what do I see but 12 geese wandering the back of his property?
and they see me, in a pear tree.
And it's they see me, and it's like all hell breaks loose. Map.
Oh, there,
and,
well,
and
they're
telling
man.
Me to run.
Yeah, well, there's
run, lot, sir.
There's
run.
A lot of white ones and a couple different colored geese, and he says, "Oh, those are my geese." I said. Really?
Geese are so gross. Did there, was there poop all over the
everywhere.
Ground? Yeah.
Everywhere. Disgusting. And then Big he says, geese. Now listen, this one is nice. This one will leave you alone. This one might charge you. And I said, you know, I really appreciate the detailed explanation, but as a courtesy, I'm going to treat them all equally.
Yeah.
And right. one of them did charge me. And he looked, he said, you stop it. You stop that right now. And the geese turned, goose turned and walked away. But he was right. He did charge me. And he told
were they in the pool? Was
no.
There, was there water in the pool?
The water, there was water in the pool. So,
was it clean?
I didn't see. I didn't
okay,
get close enough to see.
There was a
couple. There was a couple ducks too, but when there's geese around, you don't notice ducks. Ducks are
sure.
very
yeah,
docile.
Dominant. Right.
So he opens the shed, which is involves taking off the 2x4 that's wedged into the ground to hold the door shut, and okay. he pulls out a record player. Once again, looks brand new. I find out that it's from about 1957. It's gorgeous. And I said, how much would you like for that? He said, 25. And then I'm thinking about yeah. American Pickers. I said, yeah. I don't know. 25 seems a little high.
$25 is high?
Well, you don't take the first offer ever.
He's doing the American Pickers. He's you know, negotiating. He's bartering.
I became what I hate. I became Frank. I said, what if we bundle both of them together for $60? And he said, yes, I suppose that will work. That way I don't have to take it to the flea market tomorrow. Do you need an air conditioner? I said,
this poor guy.
I don't need an air conditioner. So I get this record player back to the car, and it's marvelous. It's just so, it looks like it was
never
used.
Is it made of wood?
No, it's a really top of the line. It was called a Cobra-matic, which was a
wow.
Zenith record player made in the late 50s because the tone arm looked like a snake. It was curved.
Okay.
And it's very, very collectible. He could have gotten a lot more money for it. Anyway.
Are you going to put that in your shed?
Great question.
I'm not.
So you're feeling like you got a. It was
got
worth the drive.
The two good scores, and I said, "Thank you so much. It's very nice of you to, you know, be here and allow this to happen. I know it's sort of weird to hang home on a Saturday and just wait for me to show up." He says, "Yeah, no one ever shows up. I'm just so glad you came. Thank you so much. Guess what I'm gonna do?" Out of the blue, he says that.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I just pissed my pants, and there's nothing you can do about it. That's another movie, Dances with Wolves, that I did.
I'm going to grill out with your flesh.
I've got a smoker that's just your size.
What did he say he was going to do?
I said, what are you going to do? He says, I'm getting in that pool.
Do you want to join me?
So and I really thought, you know, you tend to think ahead. Yeah. I said, that offer
Maybe
was coming.
Maybe this guy's into bears.
I said, you know what?
Did you think it was coming?
Probably, because I got out of there toot sweet and got home with my stuff, and that was my adventure in Pennsylvania. And I did not stop for food on the way home, but I did stop at the grocery store and bought sauerkraut for my hot dogs that night. So there's your food reference.
So let me ask this.
Yeah.
What is the status of your console now?
It is in the living room. It is beautiful to look at. I need to get a gentleman out to check it. As far as old tubes can actually fire up and burn. If this thing hasn't been used in 40 or 50 years, it really shouldn't be plugged in for any length of time. So I have to have it looked at.
Does the furniture itself, did you like put a little, you know, end dust on it or something?
It will eventually have knickknacks on it because it's going to have to be, the back is going to have to be removed and work is going to have to be done on it. But to look at it right now, it is, if it's just a piece of furniture, it's worth way more than $40.
So I would assume your timetable would be get it probably if you were going to get it up and running by Christmas. You give
that would be the ideal one because it's got a beautiful record changer so you can stack the records on it. And it's got that, and it's a tube amp. Another thing.
You got a sweet deal. I sent the entire crew via text a similar model. And it's $225 on eBay.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good deal then. And it's the other good thing about it is that it's one of the last tube amplifiers that Motorola built. So you get that warm tube sound.
And here I thought they're just phones.
No. Yeah, that's very close to it, Oscar. Very, very close. Mm-hmm.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
And not for me. Maybe for Mike, would you want that in your house?
Yeah, if I wanted my house to look like the set of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Sorry.
You know what I'm going to do, Mike?
Looks good on you, though.
All right. How would you like to get in that pool?
What about the other turntable?
The other one is, when I got it home, it again is going to have to be lubricated because it's not spinning.
Lots of lube in your life now.
But
yeah, lots of lube.
I'm surprised that guy didn't have plenty of lube laying around.
The other one's not spinning too?
You want Masterglide, sir?
No, but here's the thing. If you manually turn the platter, the mechanics all work, and I heard the amp, it sounds fantastic.
Everything sounds dirty now. Manually turn,
what about bed bugs? Like, I'm always thinking something. I'm bringing some creature home with me from a different era.
Bed bugs don't do so well in hardwood.
Okay,
so.
Does yours look better than the one Oscar sent?
Much better.
Okay.
Good. How much better? Do you have a picture? Yeah, you send a picture of your hot chick.
Okay, would you just, first of all, breathe before you talk?
Just asking.
That's fine. And you'd sound better, my friend.
That's what you hear.
That's what everyone hears.
No, where do you store the records?
There is a slot.
Is there any place to store the records on the console?
In the console, there is a slot for records, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Hold on. I'm bringing up the picture right now. Just give me a second. Oscar Pat.
What does your family think?
My family thinks I'm awesome.
Are they like, oh, Oscar's Dad, right, this is the best.
Vintage Motorola stereophonic high fidelity table with radio and record player, $225.
Okay. I'm sending you a picture of my console. And also on top of it, you can see the Cobra-matic.
Doppel turntables.
The Cobra-matic is great because it's designed with a special adapter for stacks of 45s if you want to play.
Who is your first call when you score this big score?
I called my father.
Rob's is so much better looking.
Oh, yours is nice. You know, I take it all back.
Yeah.
That is really, really, that is nice. Really.
That's beautiful.
Good looking. The turntable on top, yeah, that looks like some, you know, yeah. That looks like a horror movie.
Well, it's a classic portable.
It needs a new grill. It looks like there's mold on that grill.
That is the grill. It's a wonderful thing. It's very collectible. Grill? And the sound on it is fantastic. I can't wait to get it spinning.
Yeah, but you know, you got that nice piece of furniture there, and then you put that thing.
Well, it's
up
not.
On top
of it. It was there because I needed to put it somewhere. It's not going to live there. It's going to live on my entertainment center to the right.
What's going on with your walls? It's all chipped up. Might want to touch that up.
You know, it's weird that my walls would be so chipped up, considering the fact that I actually have space between my walls. The weird thing is, I got so much room at my house.
Get some touch-up paint.
Get some touch-up paint. Drink it.
How is the sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut was fantastic.
Oh, that's the topping that stays with you, though. That's for sure.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Right.
You can regular is Big Ben.
Yeah, put that new album, Colon Blow, on your new console. All right. Thank you. Good story.
Thank you.
Sorry you didn't stop for food on the way home. Thank you, Dave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening. The fashion world was stunned today by the sudden deaths of models Candy Walker and Amanda Keeler. Cause of death has been attributed to a violent allergic reaction, although authorities have not ruled out the possibility of drug use. Peter.
This just in. Three mysterious deaths at a beauty parlor in... at a beauty parlor in Gotham were discovered today.
Becky, this is hardly the... Becky.
Kill a camera.
New and improved Joker products! With a new secret ingredient. Smiley.
What is this?
Now, let's go over to our blind taste test.
Love that Joker.
Where's it coming from?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. You don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. But with new Joker brand, I get a grin again and again. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, that luscious tan. Those ruby lips and hair color. So natural, only your undertaker knows for sure. I know what you're saying. Where can I get these fine new items? Well, that's the gag. Chances are, you bought them already.
Love that Joker.
So remember, put on a happy face.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Creepy.
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
That was a clip from Jack Nicholson in Batman, the first revamped Batman movie, right?
Yeah, 1989. And
you
mentioned it yesterday, and it really stuck with my head. I wanted new and improved Joker product.
Joker Bros.
And that's the gang.
That's my favorite.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're TMOS to our friends. It's a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to the show. From Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, close to Dillsburg.
Yeah, that's right.
From Vienna, Austria, to Raleigh, North Carolina, from Torino, Italy, to Frankfurt, Germany, to Speedway, Indiana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and I sounded like Arnold because there will be some Arnold on the show today because he's in the news. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First Financial, wonderful, wonderful people to deal with. Tariffs and trade wars are monopolizing the headlines. You're not hearing about the drop in mortgage interest rates because of that. It's happening. And Cornerstone First Financial can use this trend to benefit you big time.
Big time.
Whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market is still on your side. Call Cornerstone. Home appreciations are up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvements, or take cash out for any reason.
Anything, Oscar.
Anything.
Anything you want. Sooner or later, inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. That's not going to be fun. So this won't last. Act now. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them. Here's their number. Write it down. Okay. I told you to. Well, then I will. 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal. Attention. From application to closing.
How great is that?
Yeah, that's yes. How great is that, Jeffrey? It's a busy, 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 busy week. We're getting ready for the migration north, and my little guy is, and I have a friend down here who hates that I call him the little guy. How's the little guy? And he always smirks. He's like, it's your son. Call him by his name. I love getting my balls busted for that. So we will have a dinner out after the graduation ceremony with multiple parents and multiple adults.
This is the Montessori graduation?
This is the Montessori graduation, and I'm going
speaker?
To try. the commencement speaker is former Secretary of the Interior, James Watt.
Oh, wonderful. I love him.
Baby shark.
Carla has been rehearsing with him, and it's going to be fun, and I want to get up close. Closer than I was the last time. This will not be the last performance where I kind of lingered.
Right.
I'm going to be that dad that wants to be right down in front. I want to see my son perform.
As you go out into this wide world, meow, meow, meow.
Yes. I'd like to thank my classmates, meow, 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 and everybody else that did this. One of the things I'm going to try to do, and this is something you guys have probably observed me do this.
Uh-huh.
I comment on my age and I comment on my weight all the time. And
sure.
I'm going to try. Carla has complained about that. She said, you don't need to do that. I think we do that to diffuse the discomfort level
Absolutely.
That we feel for our shortcomings. So I'm going to try not to do. Look, my whole life is about self-deprecating humor. That's mm-hmm. what I do. That's what we all do to a certain extent. But I understand the frustration when I will do that. Like, for example, if we go out to dinner with someone who I know is fabulously wealthy,
right,
I will occasionally allude to my my lack of financial prowess that you know, that I used to, but I don't
anymore.
Well,
you beat them to it in that way.
That's the way.
At least that's the way we process it mentally.
They're not thinking that. Right. They may not be thinking
that. But we like to think they're thinking that.
It is a tell of insecurity, and it's something that I'm going to try not to do. And when you go out with these younger dads who are all, you know, in many cases just new to their career or in the middle of their career.
Or the prime of the career.
Or the prime of their career. Thank you.
Maybe they haven't chosen a career yet.
No, you hear about it. And
they're still on their first wife.
Right.
It's weird. I haven't gotten to the age yet where I think in terms of been there, done that, don't worry about that. I'm different on multiple levels. The men that I hang out with down here, their career days are most of them behind them. And mine are, you know, I'm still working. And I
would say you're still in the prime of your career.
Yeah, I would say that.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy with what I do. I love what I do. I also happen to be the father of a 5-year-old kid.
So, and that's what links you to the younger ones.
Yeah, but the toughest one of all. The toughest one of all is the weight factor.
Yeah.
Because, you know, weight is right there. You get a picture taken at a graduation and you go, oh, look at that. You know, put some strings on that man's shirt and float him down at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
How big is that?
And how big is that? It doesn't prevent me from... It doesn't prevent me from my bad food behavior, which has gotten a bit out of control. I've not gained a tremendous amount of weight, but I have not lost either.
Right.
And it's because... you know, I'll go through the week and I'll be very well behaved. And then on the weekend, something will happen. I might go out a little late the night before and then my inhibitions will be low. And then Carla's inhibitions will be done. But Carla works her ass off in the gym. Mm-hmm. So she can have a day of lack of inhibitions. But there's something that happened that I have to share with both of you.
Oh, this is a voice that you haven't done in a long time.
Hi, this is Jim Elliott. Yes, it's Jim Elliott. Hi, how are you? I'm not sure when this happened, but I know it was over the weekend, sometime. Carla, Carla took Michael out, and when they came back, she had donuts.
Yum.
And I ate a couple of donuts. Then the following day, Carla had somewhere to go. She went out with friends and Michael played. I don't know what the hell it was. I was in the house by myself.
Unsupervised. And when
I'm not...
Late at night and without supervision.
Oscar's like got a camera. So he's got a camera set up in here.
You know, he might.
There he is, unsupervised, you know. Right. You know, you can only.
Let's bring up Mike on my phone. Let's see what he's up to, donut wise.
She ventured out and I was on my own one of the days. I don't know which day it was for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And so as I went to throw away, I know what I made for myself. I made. Bagels. I made a bagel with, you know, two halves and a little of the Kirkland strawberry spread on the bagel. When I
not
ate
unlike
that,
a donut, a bagel is like a donut.
Well, it's fine. And then when it activated my sugar receptors.
Yes.
You know, and hold on, do I have?
By
Why
the
way,
does it
when
sound
my,
like you're triggering superpowers?
Well, because when I eat any kind of sugar, Oscar Santana, this is what happens to me. This is the sugar receptors in my body go into overdrive and more.
I love this because I picture Superman.
Yes.
When he goes by the sun.
Yeah.
And he gets his power, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Mike when he goes by a case of Domino sugar.
You see, I was suddenly, thinking more of a Spider-Man thing where he was bitten by a radioactive strawberry.
That works
when
well.
You see me steal honeycomb cereal from my child,
yes.
and I said, well, if it's honeycomb cereal, then it needs honey.
Then it needs honey on it.
So I put honey on honeycomb, which is fabulous.
Really?
Oh, by the way, that.
No, if you and by the way, I don't. My dairy consumption is very reasonable. I put almond milk on it.
Oh, well, that saves it.
I put. Why you have your head in your hands?
This is the same, and this is for guys and girls. When you say that you're vegan and you weigh 500 pounds, that means nothing to me because you keep on telling everybody you're vegan.
Yeah.
I will put the honeycomb in a big bowl cover it with the almond milk and top it with a little honey to add a little
almond
sweetness.
Milk. I that like my is sugar. Like it, that is Diet Coke syndrome when you're like, I'll have a Diet Coke with that for those fries.
I truly never think cereal is sweet enough. I've never thought cereal is sweet enough.
Nothing, they not even like make. Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes, yes. Frosted okay. Flakes
Honey Smacks are
okay.
The sweetest.
Well, I'm probably not a Honey Smack puffed rice fan. I'm not sure I like those, okay? I don't like, by the way, the cereal that's in our house is normally what my wife buys for my kid.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
Did you eat a bowl of puffed rice the morning you voted for Roosevelt?
Puffed rice. Have some puffed rice with your Wheatina. So I get
all the teen decoders in the box.
So I eat the bagel with the Kirkland strawberry spread, which, by the way, is the greatest
jam. This
sounds
great.
The greatest jam. But when
hey,
you
that's
eat that,
your jam, man.
Yeah, it's my jam. Pump up the jam. And I just get that sugar thing where it's like I get my cravings. It's like
right.
more sugar, not enough sugar in house. More sugar, nothing. Carla, no sugar. Where's the sugar? And I'm getting ready to roll out, probably at a golf date. I don't know. Yeah. And I'm getting ready to roll out. And I look, as I take the last bagel, I had the Lenders wrapper.
Yeah.
And by the way, those are the bagels that I use. Lenders. Hello. Yes, sir.
Get them frozen and toast them nice.
Yes, they're frozen. They taste good. They put them.
Lenders are great bagels.
You take the Lenders out of the bag. You put it in the toaster. You make the And I look, and sitting in the at the very top of the trash can.
Oh no.
Is what appeared to be a completely pristine donut. And what comes into play here, I'm not proud of this behavior, but I have for purposes of explanation, I have to tell you that my wife, I know how she rolls. She has her little binge and then has to remove everything. Any right. evidence of bad food has to be removed. And so I knew that there was one donut left. And as opposed to leaving it out on the counter for your boy or leaving it in the box, she put it in the trash. And I said, in my own head, I said, that's not right. And so I'm here to tell you, yes, I did. I took it out. I examined it.
Can I ask a question about the donut?
Yeah, go ahead. It was a crap donut.
In the trash.
Yeah.
Was it? On something? Was it still
resting.
In a box? Or describe its placement within the trash can.
It was at the top. It was on paper.
What kind of paper?
It was like on a box.
Okay. All right. Like okay, a cereal box, maybe?
Was the lid?
It was not like on a dirty paper towel.
Was the
there
lid
was no
touching
dirt.
It when it closed?
No. No, the lid was not touching.
Lid.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a lid. It's a slide-out drawer.
Oh! Built in.
There you go. See, yeah. I still have a little luxury.
Classic.
Woo!
Mike, there's nothing like a slide-out drawer.
Slide-out drawer with the with the little receptacle inside.
You get
of
a lot
it.
Of
both for recycling and for
trash
the
trash can.
Well, for that you have to have friends.
Absolutely. So I take it out. I examine it. There was no cleaning necessary. I put it on a plate and I put it in the microwave.
Okay.
Oh, so
for 10 seconds.
It had staled a bit.
Yeah. The it was a glazed donut.
Oh, okay, very delicate.
The
donut.
Sugar was all flaky. Yeah. And why? Am I painting a gross picture?
No. I think that it's genius.
I'm just seeing a donut with
that
eczema.
That you knew you had to bring that donut back to life.
Yeah, I brought it back to life because it was a Dunkin' donut.
Mm.
It was
Boo!
A bad donut.
Did
yes,
it taste like Noxzema?
Bad company.
It always tastes like Noxzema. Why do they have mentholatum in their donuts?
I don't know. That's your thing about that they taste like.
So you're
Noxzema.
Talking about like 1,200 calories in that donut.
No.
Was it worth it?
No, it wasn't 12
no
calories.
Thought,
look up donut. Look up Dunkin',
my
Dunkin' glazed
my mom
donut.
Would say each donut has over 1,000 calories.
Well, your mother
that's
lies
not
to you
true.
Then.
Yeah, that was a lie.
Thank God.
How many calories in a Dunkin' glazed donut?
260.
260,
nothing.
Thank you.
That's a lot.
That's nothing.
Well, it's a lot if you're on 1,800 calories a day, which I normally try to eat during the day.
Okay.
I mean, I tried back when I was trying. Anyway, so, and by the way, and you can be your own judge, but a donut fished out of the garbage and heated up in the microwave is better than anything you could get at the store. Thank you very much. That's it. Yes, it was that delicious. Really, it was, I felt like I'd stolen something.
Well, it's
I really
like a hunter-gatherer mentality.
It was delightful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely delightful.
You have stolen, every time you do this, you steal from your life expectancy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we all got to die of something. We will take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show every full day. Pump it up a little more. None of you bitches.
None of you bitches got these exclusives. TMOS tickets. Oh, wait. Yes, you do, because you sold out the show on Friday. But you want more. There's still a few tickets available for Saturday, November 16th. Get online to get yours today so you can avoid FOMO. It's the exclusive TMOS Live extravaganza in Las Vegas. It's popping now.
She's good at that part. That's wonderful. Thank you, Sharon. Okay. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Hims. The problem, premature ejaculation. Just the facts, Jack. It's not unusual. In fact, up to 39% of men experience it. So, is the fun ending too quickly? Most guys aren't thrilled at the thought of opening up to a doctor about performance problems. The solution, 4hims.com, the wellness brand for men. Visit 4hims.com to get convenient and affordable treatment for your early arrivals. They connect you to a doctor online who can evaluate you and help identify the right treatment for you. Best yet, it can be delivered right to your door in discreet packaging, so no more awkward in-person doctor's appointments. So if you want to slow down your roll and make the good times last, go to 4hims.com. Our listeners get a special offer. You can get started for just $10. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS10 to get started. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. See the website for full details and safety information. And as far as that second show, that second live show,
yeah,
I don't want to oversell things, but well, we're investigating some. There may be a little adult content at that show.
What?
Like nudity. There may be nudity at the show.
Well, it's legal in Vegas.
It is.
It's legal in Vegas. Yes. We've gotten the pass on it. We decided that.
You know,
so
by I think because it's Sin City, Mike, there has to be some sin.
Yes.
Yes. A little bit of sin. Yeah. And, you know, we have to, you know, we have to come up with two distinctly different shows.
Yeah.
And there'll be a different vibe. You know, the vibe for the first show will be spectacular, as it always is. And then for the second show, you know, a little underground, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I like that.
A little bit of an underground vibe.
Fun.
Which, you can look
a spectacular
to.
Of Simon Sins.
Yeah. It's two nights of fabulous fun. And by the way, we are well over half the tickets gone
more than
for the
half.
Second
Above,
show.
Look, we just hit the 63% mark. We're almost at a third.
All right, so we're going to sell out this second show. That's
get on. It's in November, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it's in November, and
make
we'd like
plans.
To sell. But you know how we are. We're filled with anxiety. We like to sell these shows out as soon as we can. So, you know, get to it. Get cracking. And if you are somebody who works through Friday evening and you can't get out until Saturday, especially, I appeal to you Sacramentans, you know, after your long work week, come out and visit us. We'd like to see you. And really, 63%.
That's great.
That's wonderful news. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I didn't want to talk about this, but I've got a gaping hole in this show today, so I have to. This is man-woman communication, all right?
Okay.
Here it is. I'm in trouble today a little bit. No, I'm not in trouble, but I'm upset. I'm concerned.
Like in days of old, they would say, "Are you in the doghouse?"
I'm going to speak in general terms here, in cryptic terms a little bit. Do you ever have a situation where your wife is dealing with some problem and you try to help, and in trying to help, you don't seem to be helping at all, and so you jump in, you know, and so.
It depends. Right. It depends.
Yeah,
we get a bill from a sprinkler company, and the sprinkler company gives us a bill because they had to come in and repair a sprinkler line because when the landscapers were out here putting a new tree in, they cut the line. Now, in the fine print apparently of our agreement, living in this assisted living beehive, the rule is that we are liable. For any of this. So if we're contracting outside of what the community does for our own thing, and they dig a tree that we wanted put in because it's our own thing to get that tree put in, and they cut the line doing it, we're on the hook for it. Now, the only thing, and so, but the deal was after that happened, we never knew. Nobody ever said. We never got a bill until it arrived in the mail and said, here it is. We never were told what it was going to cost. So there was a bit of a dispute as to, you know, we're not the people that did it. It's not like I took a shovel out there and I was. So I completely understand my wife's concern over this. All right. And then she has a discussion with both the sprinkler people and the landscape people. And these conversations, as I am eavesdropping, do not go well. And to the point where at the conclusion of these conversations that I'm eavesdropping on, she's feeling rather upset about it. And she's
noticeably upset?
She is no, because she's not yelling or screaming, but what she's doing she's yielding to this landscaping company who is explaining very methodically what the procedure is and what the system is, but it still sucks, okay? Because the long and short of it is that they came in and they did it, and it's a big process. So at the end, she's upset. And I said, well, that didn't sound like it went well. She said, no, it didn't. And she's a little upset. And then I'm trying to help. And then let me say this as delicately as possible. Do you ever feel when you're trying to help that the confrontation with someone else slowly is being... I'll try to come up with an analogy here. Okay. You're watching a battleship.
Right.
All right. And the battleship is pointing its guns at the shoreline where the enemy is, right?
Yes.
And then from the bridge, you said, how's everything going down here? And suddenly you see the barrel of the gun pointing at you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Am I making enough sense here?
Yes. That's it. Yes.
And I didn't really know. And then all I was trying to do,
and on the
was,
battleship,
was
you
say
weren't
I'm
causing
on your team.
On the battleship, you weren't causing trouble.
I wasn't trying to.
You wanted to defeat the enemy.
I wanted to join in and join. I didn't want to get on the phone with the enemy.
Well, no,
but
you're
I
just
wanted
stopping
to join
by the bridge
and offer moral support. And then when the words were uttered, "You're not helping," I felt the gun coming my way, and then it escalated. And it escalated to the point where I just want to be alone. And I'm not somebody, I don't deal with my problems like that, as both of you know. I am someone who wants to immediately confront and deal with the issue and put it to bed. I rarely like to sleep on an issue like that. And so that's kind of where we left it. And every time I would say something, it would pour gasoline. She said, "You're not," I would say, "Well, that sounds like we ought to maybe even talk. We ought to talk to the association, or we, damn it, we should call a lawyer. It's ridiculous." And she said, "You're not helping." I'm like, "That's all I'm trying to do is help." It was not cool. It was not cool. I ended up being a bad husband last night.
Well, Mike, first, I would say when the guns come at you, that happens to me on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I hold up this magic shield called a W-2. And then that's when they realize, hey, friendly fire.
Yeah.
Friendly fire.
That can't
friendly
always be successful.
Friendly fire.
That can't always be successful.
But Oscar has his greatest hits, and he likes to refer to them.
It works. It absolutely works.
Really? Well, she brought you a latte today.
Let's switch roles. You take care of the mortgage, and I'll bring you a latte.
And my wife made me tea this morning, so I'm very happy with that. So that, that worked.
It was poisoned, but she made it.
Oh, but can I just say this?
Yes.
The solution offered by this guy that does all the work here.
Yeah.
And I have to get, and you know what, Carla, if you're listening to this, I'm venting about this because I'm still not happy about what they did to you.
Because
you're frustrated too.
I'm frustrated for her. Here's how it resolves. He says, the long and short of it, and I heard the conversation, so I heard her side of it, so I don't dispute that this is the way, and she wasn't trying to make them look bad.
No.
Was, we can pay the bill for the sprinkler system and, or you can pay the bill and we will rip up our bill. We just won't be able to work for you anymore. Now, that to me is just a little bit of a little threatening and a little dickish. And, you know, I would have rather had a solution that met her halfway to a certain extent.
But it's stupid on their part. That's literally stupid on their part.
Well, it's dickish is what it is, and I didn't like that at all.
But it doesn't give them any opportunity to get their money back out of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's seeing the forest through the trees.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, is this the landscaper Or is
this is the landscape.
Okay, well, there are, what? You're in Florida. There are 100 of them. Say goodbye and have them rip up their own bill and move on.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I was not there, so yes. I'm not sure. But I mean, if I'd handled it, it would have been.
Well, if the guy was nasty, anybody. If the guy was nasty, yes,
I'm not
that
sure
would
he
hurt.
Was nasty. He was more matter of fact about.
Okay, well,
it, you know?
If that's the case, and that's how he runs his business, in that same vein, he probably thinks there's 1,000 of you guys and just a number, and he's moving on with his life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And in that same,
She may have moved on.
Yeah.
I am still pissed.
Got it.
Yeah,
I am pissed to the extent if I bump into this guy, I'd like to get a further clarification.
Yeah,
I don't doubt that letter of the law in the fine print. There is, you know, we are if they are contracted to do work in our yard and they do something to the sprinkler system that we are liable.
Got to call them a utility.
Sounds to me like there's a couple of. Scratching the backs going on.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like to me.
And also, it's
and that sucks.
And remember, in all of this, you are still the customer, and rules should be also, bent to make you happy.
I'm not looking for and the I say whole you, ride. I'm looking for a little break, especially when it's exorbitant on both sides.
Why don't you secede from the union? Why don't you go get a riding mower?
Oh, that doesn't usually
go well.
And then
get a blower, and you'll do what they want at a fraction of the price they were charging you for.
No.
And you show your wife, look, I'm all in. We're leaving.
I can't get the riding mower. I can't do that. That's not allowed.
What about an attachment for your
golf cart? Russia?
No. The mowing
is America.
The mowing is done for every home. Every home has big tractor come in and cut lawn. You know, it's one of those communities, you know?
I don't know.
It's not like, I live so on it's a thimble of a size lot.
It's a landscaper, not a grass maintenance type deal.
So that's
how's the tree? You get a dogwood, cherry blossom, what do you got?
I got a little palm. A little palm in the front.
Oh.
Pygmy palm. Thanks. All right. Thank you. Play the thing music. Thank you. Sorry, I just had to vent a little bit. That was my own psychotherapy. Okay, please. Thank you.
Will the palm tree produce coconuts?
I don't know about this one. It's a smaller one because she didn't want a big one.
Actually, I'm looking on the
web. I let her do all this stuff.
I'm looking on the web right now. A pygmy palm, it only produces unhappiness.
All right, thank you. Thank you. We'll take a break. I'm still thinking about that guy. You know, by the guy, you know, and, you know, I don't want to mention names. I'll just mention size. You know, he makes me look like Jim Parsons. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Meara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Meara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Meara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Meara Show for you, today, and every day. You need to do is ask Alexa.
Thank you, Alexa. Kind of ends right there, but that's Alexa, right?
That's the way she is.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You spend one third. Listen how important this is. You spend one third of your life in your sheets. So don't you think it's time for a betting upgrade? You deserve the best online betting according to Good Housekeeping. This is a company for you. I sleep on Brooklinen sheets every night. Brooklinen.com. They bring you luxury sheets without luxury markup. Now, you might be one of the people that's out there saying luxury sheets. Yes. Luxury sheets. Sheets that just feel better, and you sleep better when they feel better. Brooklinen.com eliminates the middleman, so you save. They feel great. They look great. Tons of colors and patterns to mix and match. It's 5-star quality. Treat yourself to Brooklinen. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it's time for your upgrade. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off your first orders and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, they really are the best sheets ever. Yeah, it's the little things. It's the little things. And perhaps perhaps the general sense of anxiety would be a result of getting ready for the great northern migration.
Well, you've done this migration many times. Are you good at it yet?
I am good at the idea of doing it. The travel is nothing at all to concern myself with. It is just the world I will live in now will be, you know, other factors in my life that cause me. Down here has been accomplished. We right. have established ourselves. I have no issues. People know who yeah. I am.
What
I know who
about.
I am. Yeah. What I am about, it is not a factor. It truly, you know, I say that now prior to 2020. But I will say, you know, it'll get a little tenser in 2020. It will. But I'm totally aware of what's going to happen. Yeah. And I'm going to nip it in the bud. And I can now. I can nip it. I nipped it on the bud with the people.
Can I call my shot right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Call your shot right
or
now.
Or do you want to put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself so you can open it up and look like Kreskin in 1 year?
Oh, damn it, Rob. Mm-hmm. You know what? Don't have that much showmanship. Biden.
Okay.
Biden against Trump. Boom, bam.
Well, I think you're probably right about that, but nobody knows what that outcome will be.
Yeah, but that's the fight you'll be fighting.
Yeah, but you know what?
Are you saying an election or a boxing match?
Well, in 2020.
Okay.
We will be another Political Persuasions drops today. We'll be talking a lot about...
Front Zone.
We might be talking a little bit about Biden. Yeah. Hey, he had a little one of his gaffes, so it's going to be interesting, but primarily about this whole Mueller thing going on. Anyway, I've gotten accustomed to being down here. I still, after 59 years on the planet, I'm not used to dealing with the fam up there, you know, and Oscar remembered my moments of anxiety.
That was one of the greater moments from last summer.
It
was.
That up? Yeah.
Yeah. Because
last
you know
summer
what?
When we went to a breakfast place and every member of my family walked into the same place together because they'd all coordinated with each other and there I was.
Like they lost your
That was such an awkward situation.
You? Glad you're all going over there at the same time. Glad to be with you.
Mike, that was so awkward that even I blocked it and I wasn't there. Oscar was the one who remembered
it. So just for context, for those of you that aren't TMOsaholics during the summer.
Yeah.
Last year, Mike got a good dose of what he felt was self-imposed exile at first. And then when he...
Well, it's not self-imposed exile. He was exiled by the family.
At the end of the summer. Because at the beginning of the summer, it was like, oh, this is how it's going to be. We don't need you. I'm going to exile myself.
Well, I did. And I mean, it's something where I haven't even figured it out yet. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do this year. I'll probably just go in and I'm just going to let it roll. But I'm
just
not going to.
It might be better this year. It might be better.
No
this
expectations,
year.
I doubt it. Mike. No
I
expectations.
Doubt it. I have no expectations, but they can still disappoint.
So you walk in a restaurant. You know, imagine any of our listeners walking in, and your sister, your cousin, and maybe an aunt and children are in a restaurant. Literally. 2 miles from your home.
Aunts are all dead, but that's okay. Okay. Go ahead. All right. Yes.
You walk in you're in a restaurant and they all walk in because they've all love each other.
And they decided to eat to dine together.
And to dine together. And then you look at your phone, you're like, oh, they didn't even call to see if I wanted to come or they didn't know I was already here.
Right.
So they just didn't think about me or my family. And then they just wave from afar, and there's no, come on and join us.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I forgot about the second hit there.
It's still in my head.
Terrible.
I can't help it.
It's terrible.
It is.
It's still in my head. There's no like, and by the way, you know what I watched? This is how effed up I am. I'll lay this out there. This
oh, boy.
All right, this show, the title of this show is Psychotherapy. All right, I'm letting it all out here, okay? There's a wonderful video on YouTube that I watched. It is a brother that's in the Navy. 5 years older than his sister, who's graduating high school, and he comes back and he surprises her.
Yeah.
And they hug each other, and she bursts into tears, and I wasn't thinking about my own sister, but I was thinking about my family, all right?
Okay.
Where I could be one of those Everest climbers that somehow survives the altitude sickness and comes back and survives, and everybody knows that. And I would walk up to a family member, any family member of mine that might be standing outside, and this is the greeting of, hello, Michael. That's what I would get. That's what by the way, when my kid gets older and comes back from school or wherever he is, it's going to be Italian stuff. I picture Pauly Christine doing a greeting.
Yes.
Hey, oh, how are you like that?
Yeah.
Because I am so sick of the stoic bullshit.
New England.
Puritan Yankee crap. I could barf. Hello. Hello, I'm aloof. F all of them.
Hey, Mike what is back in Maine. How what great is that? Yeah.
I thought you had died.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that thing on the computer?
Yeah. Are you are you still the computer?
By the way, the humor is still there.
Of course.
So the digs are still, you know, and I guess that's the expression of love in my effed up family. But anyway, that's it. So
everyone
hallelujah.
Run right to YouTube and look at the gesture Mike just made. It's worth opening up the application.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm trying.
You're going to do great. This is going to be Summer of Mike.
You're getting it out now.
Yeah.
And by the way, with all that ranting, I still am firmly of the belief it could all be me. It could all be my fault.
Disagree.
All right. There we are.
Disagree.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need. Oh, that was good. I did well there.
Yeah.
I feel better. Good. I feel a lot better. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, I'm Pony.
Oh, dear.
Do you like bonuses?
Oh, God.
How about shows?
Uh-oh.
Well, how about a bonus show?
Why do I feel like he's being into the pond?
The Mike O'Meara bonus show. It's a thing, and you can buy it.
All right.
So don't wait.
It's him taking a leak.
Get it. Now. That's it. That's all.
That's the promo where Pony pees in the pond.
It's great. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This just in from the TMOS Las Vegas Show Business HQ. There will be no more foreign language commercials for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular.
Oh, no. That's sad, right?
It was getting really, really hard. The United Nations sent us a sternly worded letter asking us to knock it off. Fine. So let's instead discuss the classic board game Clue. Did you know that the game was invented in England in 1944 and was originally called Cluedo, based on a pun that is no longer funny? True. Well, consider this. On November 16th, 2019, Mike O'Meara will be accused of being in the Zappos corporate headquarters with the best show in Vegas. Oh, and also the lead pipe. Guilty of being funny.
Aha!
Tickets are on sale now at MikeO'MearaShow.com, but only while they last. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. I'll see you in the conservatory. Oh, and Colonel Mustard is a dick. Thank you very much. Hit the thing.
News.
Boo. All right, Rob's gonna have it in the audio vault. Another Arnold Schwarzenegger story that's funnier than this one, but... he's going back to kindergarten.
Hey.
But not as a cop. He'll play a former superhero who has to teach young kids with superpowers in the animated series Superhero Kindergarten. Okay.
It sounds like something badly translated in a Chinese notion store. This is a new toy called Superhero Kindergarten Super Terrific Happy Toy.
So true.
It's actually one of the last projects Stan Lee was working on before he died. He had a chance to talk to Arnold about doing it. In addition to starring, Arnold's co-producing the show, and each episode will include a cameo by Lee. Well, how can it?
Well, maybe they must have been shot some time ago. Either that or, very limited participation.
Mm-hmm. Arnold says, quote, "Stan and I have talked many times about various ideas. I'm so happy that this is the one that we really clicked with and started creating a vision and things. It was phenomenal to see his brain working." There's no word yet on where it'll air, and stay tuned for Big Arnold Fun coming up in the audio.
What's the name of the show again?
Kindergarten School and Things.
That's a great show. Going to be great.
Superhero Kindergarten.
Superhero Kindergarten. Rah, rah, rah.
Super happy, delicious superhero kindergarten. Thank you. People automatically assume that a diagnosis of stage 4 pancreatic cancer is a death sentence. It usually is. Killed a buddy of mine. I hate that disease. But Alex Trebek says his cancer is nearing remission. I hope this is true.
Ow.
He tells People magazine, quote, "It's kind of mind-boggling. The doctors said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%. That would just be so terrific.
It would.
Just for progress and research and money, and maybe it would cause more money to go towards the the cure. It's just great. He's still facing several more rounds of chemo, but he's optimistic, and he thinks the good thoughts and positive energy from his millions of fans is helping. He says, I told the doctors this has to be more than just the chemo, and they agreed it could very well be an important part of this. I've got a lot of love out there headed my direction and a lot of prayer, and I will never, ever minimize the value of that. Godspeed to you, Alex Trebek. I hope you beat this thing.
I believe that you and I agree on it, Mike, that there is a real power to positive thought.
I believe that with all my soul. Yeah.
And I really hope this is proof of it.
Something that took a guy with all the resources, Steve Jobs, and he had every opportunity to put billions to this, and he could not save his own life. And some attribute that because he didn't seek modern medicine and that therapy right away.
Right.
So ideally, in the long run, hopefully, it is the power of prayer. But they're catching this and they're aggressively treating it.
I hope so. This will be a big deal and very high profile. So, think about Alex. Hope he makes it through. After the success of Bohemian Rhapsody and the hype surrounding Rocket Man, you got to figure Hollywood studios are running around trying to lock up movie rights to every gay singer songwriter's life story. Because, yes, that's how they work.
Yeah.
Case in point, there's now a Boy George movie in the works. It's being done at MGM with Sacha Gervaisi writing and directing. He did the Alfred Hitchcock movie Hitchcock in 2012. MGM is also working on an Aretha Franklin movie. And while we're on the subject of music biopics, the guy who directed Rocket Man and finished Bohemian Rhapsody when Bryan Singer was fired says he'd love to do a Madonna movie. But no, nothing is actually in the works. There you go, Hollywood. Just jump right on it. No originality. I look forward to seeing Rocket Man, though. I think that's supposed to be really good.
They might go wrong. They have to make sure to cast Boy George as very tall. Make sure he's tall enough.
Super, super tall. Maybe they could talk to that guy that sold you the record player. Someone in Bakersfield, California.
I'm going in the pool.
Apparently bought a replica of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile several years ago. Back in the day when I was a baby DJ, we had Donny Osmond come by. We had an Oscar Wienermobile. I've been in the Oscar Wienermobile. Very exciting. Huh. Very thrilling. And one of the best things I think I ever did, along with Don in my career, was to send Donny Osmond out in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and have him lean out the window in heavy traffic and say, I'm Donny Osmond. Don't you wish you were me? That was a special day. It turns out it's not amazing. Quote, the Wienermobile as a daily driver was a novelty and enjoyable for about a week, says this guy. He says, now I suffer. The Wienermobile
He says,
it's another sale going on. The Wienermobile has more than 110,000 miles on it, but, quote, runs wonderfully. The person is selling it for $7,000.
That seems like a deal.
Wow, if I was up there, boys.
Yeah.
Imagine
be fun
that.
Just to have.
Can you imagine just decorate it? They probably have rights to it, but can you imagine like putting TMOS on it?
Yeah.
driving around
with a hot dog?
Yeah.
All the time? Oh, wow.
Some radio station should have already jumped on this.
I would think so.
Yeah, that's not very much money. Yeah.
And there's no word on how much he originally paid for it. I don't think it's got a powerful engine. Take a look at the outside of your wrist. Okay. All right, took a look at the outside of your wrist. Now, I got a watch on one side here. Do you see one lone freckle?
Yes.
You see, right now, tons of people online are freaking out because they're discovering they all have that one identical wrist freckle.
Oh, wow, I do have that.
All right, let me take my other
one. Oh, my God, no, that's a cancerous mole.
No, it's not. It hasn't changed in 40 years. It's the same.
Can I take a picture of it?
You may not.
Thank you. Come on.
Why would you want to?
Because I want to compare it to mine.
Well, look, I do not have a wrist freckle.
Let me see. Right. Come on.
I have spots.
It is actually probably closer to a birthmark, and I one time asked my mother, I was little, I said, I have this spot on my arm.
Oscar's taking a picture.
Can we have it removed? And she said, no. And I said, why? She says, if you're ever burned in a bad accident, we'll need that to identify you.
That's a little dark.
Bye, sweet mother.
People are freaking out. They're discovering they all have identical wrist freckles. It started with a tweet last week when someone named Aaron Whitley asked, quote, ladies, you got a freckle on the middle of your wrist, or is this a myth? And lots of people started responding that, yes, they do have that freckle. So how is it possible? It's probably that freckles get darker when they get a lot of sun. And since your wrists get more sun than most other parts of your body,
If you've got a freckle there, it shows up. But still, it's a strange phenomenon to see how many other strangers have a freckle on the exact same spot you do. Are you sending a picture of the freckle?
I've sent Oscar? Rob's cancer over. I'll send my freckle over in a second.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like my cancer's sitting in the studio with me.
Here we go. I'm just going to
You know, freckle's a funny word.
This is freckle. What I'm sending you, Rob,
what
calls
the hell is
a freckle.
That? That's not a freckle.
I said it's a birthmark.
That is not a freckle.
It's like a giant mole.
It's not a mole.
And what's next to it? What's that melanoma next to it?
I don't know.
This is not funny, but
Jesus
so true.
Christ. Okay.
Never felt better.
This
sorry.
Is what this man right. calls a freckle.
And this is what this man calls an asshole.
Okay, thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something to wrap this up as we get Rob's giant
Yeah, I've got to get to the clinic.
Dinner plate birthmark out of my head.
Please hurry this up. I'm writing up the will.
In November, a sheriff's deputy got into a confrontation with a man as he tried to remove him from a park in a St. Petersburg, Florida suburb. Asked to identify himself, the suspect responded by stating his name was Bendover. Florida. After giving the cop the finger, Dover got in the deputy's face as if he was going to hit him. Then he ran away. But they caught up with Ben Dover and arrested him. His real name is Andrew Lighton. The 22-year-old was arrested for obstruction and resisting an officer. There's been no statement from his attorney, IP Daily, or the judge UG Rector. Thank you very much. And his father's in the military, but we haven't been able to contact Major
really?
Woody.
Oh, so, yeah, Major
that's
Woody.
All there is to it. Thank you. Oh, my God. We'll take a break and come back with the Arnold Schwarzenegger audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's your name?
You. That's my name. You know why, mister? You drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. And your name is You're Wanting. You can't play in the TMOS game. You can't call them. Then go home and tell your spouse your troubles. Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to call on the phone that is mobile. ABC. A always, BBC, calling the Yak Shack. Always be calling the Yak Shack. AIDA. Add interest drunk asshats. Add. Do you have something to add? Interest. Are you interesting? I know you are because it's yak or walk. You call or you hit the bricks. Drunk. Have you had a few drinks tonight? And asshats. That's kind of self-explanatory. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You, that's my name.
That's my all-time best.
It's a great one.
We might have to have, at the end of the year, we might have to have nominations and
promo
and
of the year.
You know what? End of the year, we can do that in Vegas.
Yes.
What a kid! Do you think we can pull that together from Vegas?
I need a little more time.
This is gonna be great.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay. Listen up, morons. Iron Man dies. Rosebud is his sled. And Bruce Willis is dead the whole time. There, I said it. Mad at me? Well, tough darts. Do you hate spoilers? Well, then you had better subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. There is never a spoiler on the bonus show because we never know how it's going to end until we get to the end. Totally organic, 100% funny, and it can be yours for just a few extra pennies. Plus, you'll get access. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything funny?
I think there's a closer, isn't there?
Just go to our website, clickety click, and boom, you are there. Oh, and Darth Vader is Luke's father. Thanks, and happy haunting. Now screw off. Thank you. Get the bonus show. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Austrian music. My favorite, usually it's a marching band, but this is a pop record, Mike, and it's the song is called Pump It Up, the motivation song. It's sung by an Austrian man of no import, so I don't have his name, but the thing that's great about it is, you know how they sometimes drop a rap in the middle of a song?
Sure.
They do in this song.
Oh.
Yes, but the artist
doesn't
do the rap.
Have you heard it yet, Oscar?
No, I haven't heard it.
The artist doesn't do the rap. Arnold Schwarzenegger does the rap, and it sounds like this.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you wanna be? Not what, but who. If you believe, success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break some rules, not the law. Don't be afraid to fail.
Not terrible. I don't think it's terrible. I was thinking worse. I was expecting much worse.
What's wrong with you?
This is spoken word. It's not even rapping.
It's barely word.
It's not even rapping. He's just talking fast.
There we go. I am Arnold. Be what you want to be. Be a dig, ding, dig, ding, down deep. Yes, to me. Play the rest of it.
This is the most successful rap since Vincent Price on Thriller. Groovy.
I don't want to hear it can be done. Give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
All right, stop it right there. But you always give something back. Back and back does not work. You have to come up with something. Thank you. Always give something back.
My name is Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully.
Carefully.
Deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be?
Want to be.
Not what, but who. If you believe, success will come to you.
I am 74 years old. I am. Come true.
Now, I watched the video this morning. And
so did I.
Arnold looks like a monster. He really does. And he's all throughout the video.
My fandom for Arnold is probably tenfold of what your fandom for Arnold is, both the guys in this room.
Go ahead and take 20 times.
So it's painful.
That's right. I made two of my net and I'll be back.
No, it's painful to see some of your heroes age.
Yes.
It is painful.
Well, everybody ages. It's sad to see, but we're all going there, and me sooner than both of you guys. But this is just Arnold. This would have been equally bad if he was 35 years old.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It's like, this is such a bad way going to rhyme. I've always said rhyming.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Fail.
Think outside.
The message is sweet.
Fail it's and just, gain do not rhyme.
They don't rhyme.
You guys are right.
This is remedial, for Christ's sake. And I know you're from Austria. For the love of God. You can't.
That's back, something you pass you, on. That's something you pass on.
You can't do back and back.
Right.
You can't have back and say it rhymes with back. It's the same word.
And by the way.
My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'll be back.
Austria, you don't have the greatest history. Just pipe down for a while. Observe for a while, okay?
I don't want to hear it can be done. Give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
I got to see this thing.
That's terrific. Okay. But speaking of Arnold, I wanted to bring this up. Here's a clip from one of the better Arnold movies, I think.
Food riot in progress. Approximately 1,500 civilians.
Did you like Running Man?
Yeah.
I like because Richard Dawson was great in it. Good story.
There are lots of women and children down there.
But here's something you need to keep in mind. When we saw that futuristic world down there.
Down there.
Down there.
There are lots of women and children down there.
It was 1987 when The Running Man came out. And we watched that futuristic world. He said, wow, that's amazing. Do you know what year it's set in?
What year?
Futuristic year of 2019.
Ooh.
Think about that the next time you're watching
Running Man.
Have
you seen the latest Running
Man? No.
Pretty good. It's on demand.
Okay, so a movie?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you'll like
Very
it.
Very good.
There's a website called Digital Hub. And
you know what I watched last night on your favorite network?
Turner, what?
I watched The Verdict with Paul Newman. And
good movie.
I didn't think so.
Oh, I think Paul Newman is so great in that.
I thought it slogged along. I know it got nominated, but I thought especially the ending was like, it just was over.
It's been a long time since I see it, but I seem to remember that he sort of carried it, and it was great sort of transition, Newman. Not young, not old.
Yeah, but it just didn't do it for me anyway.
Who is the female in that?
It shows to say. Charlotte Rampling.
Ah, Rampling, yeah.
With her piercing eyes.
Yes, she said, Charlotte I'll Rampling. Be back.
I'll be back. What are we doing? What the hell are we doing?
There's a...
You got anything? What else do you have?
I think it'll lose it.
Charlotte Rampling. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a website called Digital Hub. They rank the top songs people listen to relax.
Oh, wow.
And I thought this was kind of cool. This is a British-based website, but I think that Americans can probably...
International?
Like, yeah, at number three, relaxing song. Probably because the movie's coming out, Elton John.
And you can tell everybody.
You know the song, Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
You know the name of it?
No.
It's called Your Song.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's number three. At number two, I'm not sure of the band.
Let It Be.
Exactly. It's a European
by
rock band.
Boston.
That's it's by Boston. It's by a European rock band called The Beatles. And the number one song people relax to, according to this, is...
There it is. I knew he was going to do that.
I'm kidding, because fun is the best thing to have. Number one, Louis Armstrong. I see trees Louis. Green,
red is it Wonderful World?
What a Wonderful World. That was a medium hit that was rediscovered because of the movie Good Morning Vietnam. It was on that soundtrack. That's when it became cemented as a modern classic.
That's the first time I ever heard the song.
A lot of people for them,
wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the number one song to relax by.
Izzy Gillespie.
So now that we are relaxed... Now the Satchmo, Mike, because he had a big mouth, short for satchel mouth.
Is that, really why he had
That's true.
Okay.
Now I
somehow
check
I just
check
feel
facts. It seems
sometimes
that
I
just
really
sounds
feel
racist.
Like we.
How is that racist?
No,
I don't know.
You said
I'm just
it.
Letting you know.
Because you said it, and it's just something that you like. That's why it sounds.
It's
racist.
It's called the Orient, right?
Yeah. It just sounded coming out of you.
Just double-check your facts is what we're
look
saying.
Look at his face.
You double-check your facts. I'm a musical guy. I know
you're
things.
Not racist. I'm just saying sometimes you come off as racist.
You know what? I hate people specifically.
What a wonderful way.
And
Satchmo.
Okay.
And
all right.
Now,
thank you.
Mike, all of the horrors of my life come together. I've beaten my fear of wax museums. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing that's left that I despise?
Bats.
An 86-year-old man in New Hampshire opened up his iPad, and in his iPad case was a bat.
Ooh.
Okay, see, they're creepy. They get really skinny, and they can...
And the bat bit him. Well, I'll let him tell you about it.
I just opened it up like that, and I flip it around. I felt something. It felt like a little bee sting. And I looked, and the bat was coming out between the cover and the back of the pad. Then I got up and still squeezing it, which I'm sure he wasn't happy about. And I took him outside. When I got up in the morning, he was still there. Then I knew I might have a problem. To the hospital right away. Waste no time. It will remain a mystery. And my joke of, he probably knew my password, is not going to last forever. That won't be funny for a long time.
Because not funny now.
Not funny now, but the thing is that he knew he was in trouble because when a bat is rabid, it is no longer scared of people. So the fact that it stayed on his porch when he put it out there, he knew he was going to get rabies from the bat.
That's amazing. You know, my buddy Gino down here, I said goodbye to him yesterday. So he's got the best Boston accent of any human being in the world. You know, and there's this guy named Becker that we play with. He said, "Nice shot, Becker!" I could listen to that all day long.
I'd ask him to give me lines from The Departed.
The Departed. Yeah,
that's true.
The Departed. Yeah. There you are. Look at the size of that fish bird. It's huge. It's a killer.
According to Wikipedia, another tale is that he was named Satchmo because of his large mouth. He was nicknamed Satchel Mouth, which was shortened to Satchmo.
Why are we still on this subject?
Let it go.
You accused me of being racist.
We did
racist.
Not accuse it. We said
it sounds racist.
Coming
not
out
racist.
Of your mouth.
My
it
mouth.
Comes out of your mouth, and it sounds like it's something you'd hear at a Klan rally, Rob. That's what it sounds like. But I know it's totally innocent. You didn't mean nothing by it. But it sounds coming out of your mouth when you say satchel mouth, it sounds like something you'd hear if you went one of those meetings, those meetings they had in Charlottesville.
We're trying to help you. And when your reference is Wikipedia, that does not help you.
You want something by cite something real? He calls himself Satchel Mouth in the movie High Society in 1956.
There he goes. All right, calm down, Rob.
And you know what? The only reason I'm not blowing up at you is I love when you talk race in that voice.
What do you mean they're going to bust my kids across town? I'll set the whole goddamn neighborhood on fire.
What do you think of the Big Dig?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Will it ever finish? Oh, my God. How long is the Ted Williams Tunnel going to take to dig?
Hey, did you see they stole the championship banner from Fenway?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Who stole that thing? You would think, hey, you think the Big Bear could have hung on in overtime so the Blues wouldn't win that game? For the love of Pete. Jeez, I swear to God.
I believe we had her in the news yesterday. Let's close with Miley Cyrus, classy lady.
Okay.
There's a radio station in Europe, and their deal is they bring in rock stars, and they tell the rock star the next guest so they can record a question to ask the next guest. So Miley Cyrus was in, and she recorded a question for the newly hot again Jonas Brothers. And Miley, always classy, and her voice, just sweet.
Did it feel so good taking off your purity ring? And did it feel so good taking off your purity ring? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just want to point out that Miley's,
yeah, boy.
Miley Cyrus wore a purity ring, but not on her finger. Have a good Thursday.
Some things you just don't. Yeah, I don't have a comeback for that either. That's about it.
Did you take it off?
Yes.
Hey, Miley Cyrus.
Anyway, buy tickets to our live show. Buy tickets to the greatest show in the world. It'll be fantastic. And remember everything else we would like you to support the show with. Thank you. It's all easy as pie and just as tasty. It's as easy as a purity ring. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is old Satchmo Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, Rob and Oscar.
I'll be back.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Mike O'Mara again, third time tonight. But I had to call and say thank you for discussing my currently top non-exec business.